Welcome to Season 4, Episode 2 of ChrisCast. My name's Chris Abraham, and this is Season 2, and I mean Episode 2, where Season 1 was all the way back in January. So apparently, I left the reservation, if you will, which is completely a terrible way to start a podcast, considering that is, I believe, culturally inappropriate. But here we go. I've had a little bit of request, and I am interested. I carry this Olympus W5853 digital voice recorder everywhere I go, and I never use it. And I had been doing a lot of work, and I'd even tried to do a bunch of video bag reviews. But because I have 3 more days on my my YouTube restriction, I decided that I would start up the podcast and see what happens. See if you're charmed by my wit and candor, or whether you find me despicable. I will be right back with you after the advertisement. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. My name's Chris Abraham. This is ChrisCast Season 4, Episode 2. After months and months and months and months in January, I was going to start a new season, but I started a new season last time. So the last episode in January was Season 4, Episode 1. So I can't, I feel like I can't go to season 5 without a bevy of episodes. So what I'll do is I will continue with season 4 until the new year or until my birthday or something like that, and just, you know, ratchet up. Seasons are arbitrary. Everything's arbitrary. So when we get back, the title of this episode is about body batteries. And body batteries, by body batteries, I mean those numbers that Fitbit and Garmin give you, and I'm sure other devices. I'm sure the iPhone and the iWatch and the Apple Watch and all the other Koros and everything else, I'm sure they all give you body batteries. But I've actually found great success with mine, and I'll tell you all about it and about my health and life in general. And I will talk to you soon, right after the break. Hey, welcome back. This is my first time using this Olympus, even though I have a couple of them. They're old school. They use AAA batteries instead of charging. They're big and clunky. They look kind of sexy. If you look up Google Digital Voice Recorder WS853, my eyes suck, Olympus WS853, you'll see what I'm talking about. I'm trying to see how well it does with background noise and with being able to do the kind of work that I would need a studio or a microphone to do, if it's doing a relatively good job of kind of like, you know, not allowing me to blast the recording all to hell. So I will, of course, I'll do some, I think, post-production work, but probably not. Let's just hope that this isn't too loud and that it works out okay. Inshallah. Welcome back. Okay, I wear every day a Garmin Instinct 1 solar on my left wrist and a Garmin Charge 5 on my right wrist. I updated from a Charge 3 or a Charge 4 to a Charge 5 when I realized that it had heart rate skills. And cardio is awesome, but you have to carry around a sensor and everything, and the Charge 5 does a great job. And I like to buy new things because every generation, the optical heart rate sensor gets better and better. And over time, the software gets better and better too. Unfortunately, I'm transmitting all of my biometrics to Garmin and Fitbit, but for me, I mean, who the hell am I, right? So, ce n'est pas important. And what I've realized, wearing them to bed every night and wearing them every day and all day long, is that both the Garmin and the Fitbit are becoming amazing predictors of how much energy I have during the day. And what I'm trying to figure out is whether or not seeing a full body battery is the thing that motivates me to have energy that day, whether it's psychosomatic or whether I, in fact, am a manifestation of the body battery and feel more limber and energetic and rested and so forth. So that's what I'm going to kind of explore. I know there's a direct correlation between heart rate variability and low or below low heart rate in terms of perception of not being stressed and of being having a placid recovery. But you know, if I go into my Fitbit Premium, which you need in order to make that work, my readiness score, which is the Fitbit version of body battery, is 100. It says that I so far had yesterday had very light activity, lots of sleep, and average heart rate variability. Yesterday it was 95, Tuesday it was 70, Monday it was 82, but on Sunday it was 32, and even though it says that's good, I felt like garbage. I didn't really do anything. I stayed at home. I slept about. I didn't get any workout in. But today, I feel like a bull. I feel like a god. I feel pretty amazing. And I don't know whether that's because when I woke up, I looked at my Fitbit and noticed that I had both over 8 hours of 80 sleep score, which is out of 100. So amazing sleep, amazing long sleep. 45 minutes of REM, 6 hours and 46 minutes of light, and 1 hour and 10 minutes of deep sleep, and 100 readiness score. I mean, I generally have more problem with Garmin. Garmin is more finicky. Garmin believes you're all stressed out, and I believe that their metrics focus more on high-performance athletes, and Fitbit kind of dials it in for the average Joe and Jane. So even in Connect today, my body battery this morning when I woke up was up to 96, and you know, which is amazing for me. Of course, now it says it's down to 59 because I've drained, you know, I've been up for a few hours. It's 1:09 p.m. But even so, I was really encouraged. And I'm not sure whether it's the magic of the attaboys of, like, you're doing a great job and taking care of yourself, or whether it's actually a good test for how the balance between, you know, the pace of my heart, the heart rate variability, the amount of sleep, the amount of restful sleep where my heart rate was low, the amount of exercise I get, the amount of recovery, and all those other things. I believe the more and more I wear these things religiously and through my sleep, the more I realize that on days when I'm down to, you know, 20 or 10 or 30 or 5 or whatever, fitness, body battery, or whatever Fitbit calls it, they call it, and this is a premium service, they call it readiness score. My readiness for today is 100, and you know, and I want to go for walks, and I want to be out all day, and I don't want to go home and work from home or whatever. And I'm doing this podcast. I mean, huzzah. So, and you know, the fact that I have been focusing on my health and all those other things, I think have been contributing. Right now, my only goal is to lose weight, and I've been struggling with that. But I have found a new tool that allows me to maybe vanquish that and get to the point where I can stop walking and start slow jogging. And I'll report on the mad success of the subreddit called Slow Jogging on Reddit, and how it's bizarre that it's so, because all I'm doing is walking and rucking these days, and I'm not running or jogging. I also want to tell you, I've rekindled my love affair with the Atreyu base model version 2, and I'll tell you more about that. I will talk to you soon in a second. Welcome back. I do not know if this is being blown out. It looks like I'm super loud on the device, on the Olympus. I am doing intermittent fasting again, and I'm focusing on getting a good collection of only 1,500 calories. So I was farting around at the Google Play Store trying to find a new tool because Zone or whatever it's called, or the one that Kevin Rose, is that his name? The one that Kevin Rose created, or the intermittent fasting app. And I found one, and I think it might be Russian or Ukrainian or whatever. And it's called, and it's freaking awesome, it's called Simple. And Simple is an intermittent fasting app, and it connects to MyFitnessPal, and it is very assertive. It's not just a place to record information. It actually tries to coach you. And after playing it for a while, there's various settings, and I chose to have a fasting schedule called Flexible Protocol, which means that it adapts to me, instead of mandatorily and manually saying, you must follow these hours. If I end up fasting longer or fasting less, it'll kind of adapt and sort of work with me. So I can track this, but it'll also give me the kind of feedback that I need. So they've got several plans. They've got scheduled protocols, flexible protocols, manual protocols, and circadian protocols. So I am doing a 23-1, or is it a 22-2, or something like that. And a few things have come to my mind, which is a 350-pound body requires an insane amount of hydration. And that's something that I haven't thought about, right? The This particular app tells me that I need to drink 155 fluid ounces a day. And I'm only, with a combination of coffee and water, I'm only at 42 fluid ounces. I have to drink more than 100 fluid ounces between now and Betty Bye. It does a great job of tracking activity as well. Seems to really only care about 60 minutes of activity, but I can change that. It gets that activity directly from MyFitnessPal, and I believe it also, you know, gets things like steps and probably gets things like what I'm eating and so forth. It does track my food, and it does create personal insights and things that you need to figure out. And for whatever reason, I did not start fasting back when I should have. So let's do a meal. So most recent meal, I had a meal, and I had it. I can tell when I had it. I had it at exactly, because I put it into my MyFitnessPal. I had it at 12:05. So I will put 12:05 in here. Sorry you can't see. You should download it and check it out. And then it asked me things like, how was your meal? Great, nothing special, not good. It was great. How healthy was it? Healthy, unhealthy, mixed. It was mixed. I had what's called a steak sandwich at Iditos. And so that's bread, leafy greens, dairy, meat. And it has a side of potato chips, kettle chips, so potatoes, and that's it. Then it was restaurant, it was time, and I was sitting at a table by myself. And done. And then I will do the, good. It made the fasting time start at 12:05, so it says that my next eating is going to be at 10:05, so in tomorrow morning. So that's cool, and I get to track that, and it has personal insights like eating fish gives you many benefits, well done, why your digestive system needs a rest, try something new to keep things exciting, fish and veggies are a perfect condo, you logged avocado, having trouble eating enough protein, all that kind of stuff. It also plugs in to MyFitnessPal with regards to logging weight. Now, I've been really naughty over the last 5 days, so I've been reticent to take my weight, but I have a wireless withing scale, which not only takes my weight, but then delivers it to MyFitnessPal via the withings server, and then tattles onto my Twitter, where Roger Roundy makes comments. He wants me to be 200 pounds. I want me to be 100 kilograms, which is about 220. And my devices want me to be 180 pounds. And at 6'3", I don't know, like, I feel pretty healthy at 220, 240, 230. But, you know, maybe I should go for skinny mini. Maybe that's the place for me to be. Anyway, I'm really liking it, and you know, it's half the time is about having enough novelty that you want to go ahead and use it, that it amuses you. It's funny, it's a really good app, I highly recommend it. I paid for the premium model, and I don't know what it's unlocked, but it's really funny insofar that sometimes you hit areas where there's still Russian or Ukrainian Cyrillic characters. So I'm telegraphing all of my vitals to either Putin or Volodymyr. So there's that. And I highly recommend that everybody try to find ways of structuring their eating. I think that intermittent fasting is a good idea, but I don't think you necessarily need to do, you know, 20 hours at a time or fasting. What I need to do, and I know myself well enough, is that I need to enjoy full meals and not little itty bitty, you know, meals. I want full meals. So in order to make it to only 1500 calories, that means only two meals a day. And then I want to go ahead and really focus on not eating between meals and focus on just being hydrated and, you know, and I drink a lot of coffee, and all y'all know that. So there's that. I think that's all to say about that. I think that what I'm going to do is I'm going to start doing a weekly weigh-in. In fact, the tool that I am using, called Simple, recommends to only take your weight once a week, because it believes that, like your investment portfolio or your cryptocurrency wallet, it'll just drive you crazy to weigh yourself every day. People, you know, have different evacuation of bowels, different water retention, etc., 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 and they recommend, which I hadn't been doing, doing it once a week, the same time every week. And so I think I'll make it a Friday thing, Friday morning before I have coffee or anything, and start reporting that way. Maybe I will include that reporting in my blog post, which right now is called ChrisCast, but I think I like the title Abrahamic exclamation point better, because my last name is Abraham. And even though Abraham mostly is associated with Judaism, he belongs to Islam and Christianity as well. So I think that would be fun. I think my smart friends all are terribly amused that my last name is Abraham. And I think it's smarter than just ChrisCast. ChrisCast is so derivative and boring and generic. And so am I. But we'll see what happens. I'll talk to you soon. And the next segment will be how to contact me. Love you guys. Welcome back. It's season 4, episode 2 of ChrisCast. So here's all the ways you can get to know me. I'm at youtube.com/chrisabraham. I'm at calendly.com/chrisabraham/15. I'm at chrisabraham.com, which is also abraham.su. I'm at giravik.su. I'm at twitter.com/chrisabraham. I'm at facebook.com/chrisabraham. I'm at instagram.com/chrisabraham. You can text me at +1-202-352-5051. You can email me at chris@abraham.su. And I think that's all. God, I hope this recording is okay. I'm not going to do much with it, so if it sucks, I will download it and put it through a tool, an editing tool. But if it's okay, that would be great. I think that the Sony that I have does a better of doing like active changing of recording based on how loud I am or how much I blow the microphone. But this one might just be old-fashioned, and I might be just way too loud. Love you guys. Please come back. Please join me at anchor.fm/chrisabraham. And that's my main place, but I'm also on Spotify and iHeartRadio, and I'm on Apple Podcasts, and I'm on everything. I'm on Audacity is what I'd be editing this this file if it sounds all wanky. But other than that, let me know what you think. Subscribe, like, and click the smash the bell so that you get an update on my thingamabob. And enjoy. Mahalo. Ciao. Aloha. Auf Wiedersehen. A tout à l'heure. A demain. Hasta luego. Ciao.